Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is your host, Andrew, back with another episode of Untapped North. Thank you very much for joining us on what is episode 3 of Untapped North, March 20th. It's a beautiful day in Sault Ste. Marie. I've got the Blue Jays game on. Sun is shining. And I'm excited to bring you yet another episode of Untapped North. Today on the docket, I want to talk about the Toronto Craptors. That's right, Sellers and Stinkers. That's what they are this season. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Raptors. I want to, briefly, speaking of the Blue Jays, I want to give them a little bit of a shout-out later on in the show. I think they might actually be legit, people. I think the Blue Jays might actually be legit this year. And finally, using the official untappednorth.com stats page, we're going to do a player highlight. Today's player highlight is Los Angeles Kings defenseman Drew Doughty. So, without further ado, let's talk about those Toronto Raptors. The Toronto Raptors, for lack of a better word, have sucked this year. Some fans are calling the season abysmal. I won't go that far. But with a record of 17 wins and now 24 losses after losing last night to the Utah Jazz, the Raptors are sitting 11th in the East, 21st overall in the league. And I think it's safe to say they are all but a memory this year. For a team that's coming off of championship success in recent years, they suck. And you can blame they had people out because of COVID and they weren't able to play in Toronto and they're playing not even in their home country, blah, blah, blah. The Raptors don't look anything like teams of years past. They look lost defensively. They can't close out games. I've been saying this since the beginning of the year. They cannot close out games. And I see Nick Nurse complaining to the referees more than I see him trying to get his team to play smart defensive basketball in order to close out games. He would rather complain than coach, and it's getting frustrating to watch. Needless to say, the Raptors have had a pretty rough go. To me, I mean, it makes it obvious. I think the Raptors then would be sellers coming into the next week's trade deadline. The trade deadline, for those who don't know, is March 25th in the NBA. So with only 5 days away, I think we're going to see some changes to that Toronto Raptors squad. And maybe not for the better. I think a player who the Toronto Raptors say goodbye to after 9 years with the organization is Kyle Lowry. Kyle has not shied away from telling the media to keep their nose out of his business and blah, blah, blah. But I would say that the Philadelphia native wouldn't mind returning to Philadelphia, his hometown, and play for the 76ers. I don't think that's far off for me to say. It's less than a rumor at this point. I think the conversations have been had. I don't know if it will actually gain any traction, as I don't see the Toronto Raptors trading one of their top guys to an Eastern Conference rival in the 76ers. But between cryptic social media stories and the fact that Kyle Lowry sold his house in Toronto, the signs are pointing towards a trade. He also made a really weird comment. I think it was last week. It was very strange. Something about how he wouldn't mind retiring a Raptor even if he had to sign a one-day contract, which to me meant he's already thinking about packing it in with this Toronto Raptors team, and he wants to get out of here. So I don't think we'll see Kyle Lowry, a Toronto Raptor, after this year's trade deadline, unfortunately. As for the rest of the squad, I couldn't really tell you who might be available. Somebody who I think the Raptors might try and sign, if the price is right, is a guy like Andre Drummond. He's with the Cavaliers right now. He would be a nice big man who would easily fit into that missing role that Gasol left. When Gasol left in the offseason, he left this massive hoop front presence missing for the Toronto Raptors. And I think a guy like Drummond could really step into that role and provide that physicality and that big man mentality that the Raptors are missing. Other than that, it's tough to see anybody wanting to come to a Raptors team who sits so low in the East and who clearly aren't a playoff contender. I don't think they're a playoff contender. I think this year is all but done for them personally. I think they'll take on some bad contracts, probably, maybe free up some cap space for next season. But I don't see the Raptors making any moves this season to improve them to the point of pushing them into a playoff spot. They are all but done. The Raptors are done this season. Finished. Kaput. Now, on the flip side, we have a Toronto team in the Toronto Blue Jays that actually look legit. I know it's only spring training, and I'm sure some of my listeners will hit me up on social media or text me and say that I'm a moron, but I do think the Toronto Blue Jays might be up to something. Their record is 9-7 or 10-7. It's about that. I'm watching them right now. They've got a 2-0 lead against the Philadelphia Phillies. But 9-7, of course, in the spring isn't anything to really scream at. But it's their offensive numbers that have been jumping out at me. 2 days ago, the Blue Jays beat the Tigers 8-1. Early last week, the Jays beat this same Philadelphia Phillies squad 14-5. And there was a game previous to that where, again, the Jays took out the Tigers to a score of 10-6. On the flip side, the Blue Jays' biggest loss this season was a 8-2 loss back on March 4th. But offensively, the Blue Jays look really good. And I think if they can continue to keep these hot bats going and they can start to find that momentum in the outfield with their pitching and with their defense, they will make a very strong case for being a force in the American League East. I think a team like the Yankees will probably win that division this year, but I do think the Blue Jays make a good case for second in that division. Absolutely. You have guys like George Springer. He's hitting dingers. Rowdy Tellez, Alejandro Kirk, and a guy like Santiago Espinal. Who? Yeah, exactly. This guy, he's finding his stride on a more regular basis this spring. He cracked a dinger last night in the game. It was awesome. So I think overall the Blue Jays make a really good case for their spot in the American League. And I think they're in a good spot to make some noise this season. So make sure you stay tuned to the Toronto Blue Jays as they start to wrap up their spring training schedule, as we start to move into opening day of the MLB, which, by the way, is April 1st. April 1st is the official opening day of the MLB season 2021. All teams in action. So, if you're not doing anything on April Fool's Day, what better way to spend your day than to watch some baseball? Finally, ladies and gentlemen, our final segment today is our player feature, our player feature put on by UntappedNorth.com. The stats page for Untappd North is off the charts. Everything is pretty much up to like live time. So once a guy on a team, gets an assist or a goal, comes up pretty much instantly. So make sure you're checking out untappednorth.com for all of your stats and sports updates. However, on that note, our player feature is Drew Doughty, Los Angeles Kings defenseman Drew Doughty. And right to the point, I think Drew Doughty has a case for being a Norris Trophy candidate this year. He's quietly tearing it up on the Kings, and he's easily one of the top Canadian, that's right, Canadian defenders in the entire league. So, I can't say it enough, using stats provided by Untappd North, let's take a little bit of a deep dive into Norris Trophy candidate Drew Doughty. Drew is second on the team, the Los Angeles Kings, with 24 points. The only player in front of him is centerman Anze Kopitar. Kopitar has 34. Of the 29 games played this season, Doughty is putting up almost a point a game. I stand corrected, however. He's got 25 points, as he put up an assist last night. So that brings him to 25. So of his 25 points, he has 7 goals and now 18 assists, while managing to be a +2. If anyone is still caring about the plus-minus stat anymore, he's a +2. So that means, you know, not only is Drew Doughty second in his team in points, but he's second on his team in assists, again, only behind Kopitar. And in regards to ice time, Doughty is second overall in the entire NHL, averaging 26 minutes, 26 seconds a night. The only player who's putting in more time than that is another Canadian defenseman in Brent Burns. He plays for the San Jose Sharks. Looking a little bit more in depth here, Drew Doughty has played just over 775 shifts this season. Of those 775 shifts, that is equaling a total of over 740 minutes, or about 12.3 hours. So this man has spent roughly 12.3 hours on the ice this season, which is why he is in the top 50 players this season and in the top 6 scoring defensemen as well. If we're talking points alone, maybe Drew Doughty's chances aren't that great for winning a Norris, as he is only 6th. But I think if the Kings can somehow make the playoffs, they're not that far out. They are only 3 points out, so I think there's a chance that they can still make a case for making the playoffs in their division. I think if Doughty can help them get there, then he makes his case for a Norris. Players in front of Doughty on that scoring list are defenseman Tyson Barrie, playing for the Oilers, and defenseman Victor Hedman, who plays for Tampa. It's no surprise that those are some, you know, tough names and tough competition. Some might disagree that Tyson Barrie is deserved of being the top defenseman in the league right now in points. He's playing with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, the number 1-2 punch in the NHL. That's right. Matthews and Marner fans, you heard it here. They are second to McDavid and Draisaitl, hands down. But that's not the point. The point is Drew Doughty and the fact that he's been an outstanding defenseman, and he's up against some tough competition with guys like Barrie and Hedman. The Los Angeles Kings are currently 21st in the NHL, having scored 84 goals this season, and they've conceded roughly about the same amount. So they are a mediocre team at best, and I think numbers like that, you know, show that. As far as Drew Doughty overall, he has 948 career games and 527 career points. So I think he's a stud. He's an outstanding Canadian. He's an outstanding Canadian defenseman. And I think that's why he makes his case for being a Norris candidate this year. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to our third episode of Untapped North. If you aren't already following on Instagram and Facebook, also you could give a shout on Twitter. We're slowly rolling that out. But the Instagram and Facebook you can find at Untapped North. That is at UNTAPPEDNORTH. Once again, my name is Andrew Stewarts, and I am so very thankful for you sticking around and listening to today's episode. I hope everyone has a great day. The Blue Jays are still leading 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Have a great weekend. Peace.